been in different areas as far as gain, confirmation that the judgings will do. And, you know, so there's several areas that those producers have a chance to win a little bit of their entry fee back. And if they can win the top prizes, it adds up.
All right, so then Friday evening, as Jarrett was mentioning, don't forget the Ranch Feed and Ranch Rodeo. And the Ranch Feed starts at 6, and that is in the Boyer Building, correct?
That is. And then folks can move right on from the Boyer Building right over to the arena to begin to watch the Ranch Rodeo, which sure is going to happen there at... I should know that off the top of my head, guys. Here it is. It's going to start at 7 o'clock with the calves scramble.
Okay.
And so a little time to eat, enjoy. What we're hoping is going to be a nice, cool evening with rain holding off. And so we'll all plan on that, and we'll go with the Ranch Feed and the Ranch Rodeo Friday evening.
And it sounds like Saturday's schedule is as usual, as busy as it can be.
You know, it always seems to be a busy day. In working with the local FFA, we're going to have barnyard games that people can come out and participate. Those are scheduled any time between 10 and 2. They're going to be happening up the north end of the fairgrounds in the livestock barns up there. And don't forget that free hamburger feed at 11 that morning. Beginning at 11 that morning.
And, yeah, KVOE will be out there doing our best to cook them all up and keeping everybody fed, those burgers.
We appreciate that, guys, and we're going to put the pressure on you to, you know, have some good meals for folks that day at noon.
Well, we can't touch, you know, the great skill that the Beef Fest and Beef Fest Committee puts together for all you do, and especially the big steak dinner and awards banquet coming up Saturday night. And are there still tickets available for the steak dinner, Jarrett?
There are, and please get those picked up soon.
All right, and you can pick those up. I think Frontier Farm Credits has tickets available, along with the Emporia Veterinary Hospital. Advanced tickets only are $40, I believe. And for the Ranch Rodeo, by the way, kids are $5, adults are $15, just so you're aware of the prices for Friday night. But to get those tickets for the award ceremony and the wonderful steak dinner that will be happening at the Anderson Building on Saturday night. So always a good time. What's the entertainment out there?
You know, this year we're doing something that we haven't done before. We're having dueling pianos that evening on Saturday night. So as well with a good steak dinner, you might get to hear some nice entertainment and have a nice evening.
Jarrett, from your perspective, you know, Beef Fest has gotten rooted on the community calendar here and has been that way for quite some time. What is it about this event? Is it strictly the overall mission of the event, you know, celebrating the grass cattle industry? Is it the different activities that are involved, or a combination of everything that really makes people look forward to this event as much as any other on the calendar?
You know, I think a lot of it you've hit is that, you know, we're doing several things. It's a great time here after many cattle have left off of grass for the producers to sit back and enjoy a good summer on this great resource that we've had with the Flint Hills and the grass industry there. Let's them kind of get together, see folks after a lot of work that happened here through this summer, and as well as, you know, great times for community people to see a few things that industry does and, you know, what goes on out in those hills that are just off the road.
Tell you what, it's a big part of our life here, you know, in the Flint Hills and the grass cattle industry. And Jarrett, we're talking with Jarrett Boyer, Flint Hills Beef Fest committee member, Flint Hills Beef Fest, the activities beginning on Friday and right through the weekend. We mentioned the steak dinner coming up, and then there's what, entertainment in the Boyer Building afterwards as well?
There is. There'll be a dance that evening, and Brick Horses, who is coming to play that night. So, boy, how can you ask for good steaks, good entertainment and then a good evening to dance and enjoy their music.
And then Sunday, the golf tournament. The B-Fest golf tournament rolls on, huh?
It does. It does. And, you know, that's a... the committee kind of gets to that point. We know where the end is in sight. And so let's not overlook the golf tournament. But, no, that starts out at the Civic Golf Course, and teams will fill up pretty rapidly, I know. And so, sure, if you're interested in that, sure, check all of our events out on our webpage. That is www.beeffest.com, and follow all the events on Facebook as well.
And that's a lot of events to follow.
That's a lot of stuff to have on the schedule.
It is.
As well as listen to you all, as you many times have updates as the events as we go on.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we'll be out there broadcasting live from the fairgrounds on Saturday, specifically during the hamburger feed, but we'll be there enjoying all the Flint Hills B-Fest activities. Jarrett, hey, we appreciate your time this morning, and hopefully a good weekend in store for all.
We're wishing for the best, and we'll expect to see that. So you all, thanks for calling and for everybody's interest and support in the Flint Hills B-Fest.
Jarrett, thanks for your time. Great job.
Thanks, Jarrett.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Flint Hills B-Fest committee member Jarrett Moyer joining us on our primetime newsmaker. It is B-Fest time, Chuck.
It is B-Fest week. And again, we'll have more information coming up here throughout the week on Flint Hills B-Fest on KVUE and KVUE.